The ballroom of a Corning hotel was filled with supporters and family to celebrate Reid's re-election. As the votes were reported, campaign staff shared the tally on a spreadsheet projected on a large screen in the room. Reid won all counties in the district except Tompkins, where the majority of voters are registered Democrats. He says his first new business is with the Problem Solvers Caucus, a bipartisan group he co-chairs.
The Problem Solvers Caucus depends on where the majority is, but we're going to make sure we get these rules reformed so we get away from this top-down driven organization. And then we're going to take on the big issues of America's infrastructure, healthcare, immigration is something I think we can reach across the aisle and find a solution to. So those are just the beginnings.
The caucus has over 40 members, evenly divided between both parties. They have yet to have any legislation pass and are now promoting a plan to reform House rules relating to how bills get to a vote. They're also building a voting block to influence who the next Speaker of the House will be. In Corning, I'm Celia Clark, WSKG News.